First of all, congratulations on the job. How do you feel to have got it and finally get this out of the way now?
Well, it was rumbling on since last Thursday. Obviously, the contracts were going backwards and forwards to the lawyers. And it was confirmed Saturday morning before the Rochdale game. So, like you say, it's fantastic news for me. Fantastic news, well, for the chairman, I suppose, as well. They can put it to bed now and I can fully concentrate on the team as well now.
2.5 years as well. It's a good period of time, that.
In football, yes. Yeah. 2.5 years, a long time in football. No, the pleasing thing is, like I say, is that it's been finally put to bed. Chairman's got the confidence in me. I've got the confidence doing the job. And like I say, I keep deflecting, but it's the players that have ended up with me getting the job, and credit to the players as well.
What would you like to achieve within that time frame, Stuart?
Well, you want to see progression. You want to see improvement. At this moment in time, we are improving, but the job sort of starts now, really, as well. We've got to build on what we've been doing. We want to get up the league as far as possible. Delighted with the FA Cup draw, but it'd be a difficult tie. As they've proved against Huddersfield, they can go away and win in the Cup. But we can put that to bed. And my main focus now is we've got Millwall that are in and around us, and we've got Barnsley in and around us. So the most important thing now is putting points on and moving up that table.
But surely it makes planning for the future a lot easier for you now.
Well, it was always planning, it was always looking to strengthen, but like you say, you're short-term planning and short-term goals, suddenly now we can make long-term planning and long-term goals as such. But the most important thing is moving the club forward.
What about your staff? What can you tell us about that? What are you going to do with that?
I'll be bringing a member staff in to obviously help, obviously losing Dave and Wilco, and obviously hopefully Bully will be coming on full-time as well.
So does that leave a gap in the academy side of things as well, if Lee's going to step up full time?
It will probably be a bit of a dual role with the development squad. Because again, I'm a great believer in if you're a professional at this football club, you should be training with the first team. So we tend to have a bigger squad training with the younger players. So that's the only way you're going to develop them as such. So we don't alienate each other. We keep all the groups together. So Bully, hopefully, if he can get himself sorted out, with a foot in both camps as well.
Certainly the players seem tight as a group. What about the support staff? How tight is that unit?
Very much so. At the end of the day, like I said, I keep saying that it's not one person that does the job. It's we've got good staff here that work very hard for the players, but the pleasing thing is the players are working hard for the staff. So as long as we're all rowing in the same direction, which I think we are doing at this moment in time.
And it's head coach rather than manager. Why is that?
Well, it's 2014 and it seems to be the in thing. No, at the end of the day, my strength, my energies is concentrate on the pitch. I'll be getting the team. It's just a title as such. I am the manager of the football club. I'm the manager of the team. I get the team organised. I get them played. Tactics. I'm involved in the recruitment. I have to say so in the signings. So it's just a title, really. But whether again, I think the chairman's talked about going down the director of football route. But I will have no say in that. But one thing I will do is I'll have the total say in what goes on the training pitch and what goes out on Hillsborough at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
I was going to ask you about that, a director of football potentially coming in when we don't know yet. How do you feel about reporting up to somebody further upstairs, as it were?
I would only be reporting up to the chairman.
Mm. But the director of football would look after what then in this case here?
I would imagine football operations as such. Like I say, all my energy will be geared to getting the team ready, organised, recruitment, signings. I've got to make sure we're fitter and healthier, and I've got a bigger squad hopefully to choose from. But it's winning games of football, that's my brief, and I would imagine, like other clubs have done, directors of football will deal on the ugly side of the game probably. We're dealing with agents and contracts as such, which is, like I say, that will probably be down to his brief.
That's good news then for you, is it?
It is, because I've got no problem spending somebody else's money, but if you haven't got any money, but no, at the end of the day, we'll link in together. But that, I think that's a long way down the road at this moment. Like I say, I'm just focusing on getting a win at Millwall and getting a win against Barnsley.
I do want to talk to you, though, about spending money and bringing players in. Anything likely before this one?
As in spending money?
Yeah, in terms of recruiting before the Millwall games.
I've spoke to Gus Poyet at Sunderland. He's delighted that Connor's playing. Obviously, Connor's last game tomorrow. We're trying to get something thrashed out there. And again, there's other calls in and... I know you keep asking the question and I keep batting it back as such, but once we've got something to confirm, you'll be the first to get to know.
How positive are you about the Wickham talks?
Well, speaking to Gus, I think Gus is delighted that he's doing well. Again, They've done well. They've got through the FA Cup as such, and they've got to the final against I think Manchester City. So they're going well at the moment. But like anything, we've got to make sure his strikers stay fit, so Connor doesn't get called back. But again, as soon as that window shuts, hopefully there'll be no dealings with Connor going elsewhere as such. So fingers crossed. I'm very confident that Connor will be extended.
Which would be a great lift for you, for obvious reasons, wouldn't it?
For everybody, the club, the fans. Connor's come here. He's shown what he can do. But again, it's just not about Connor, it's about the other players as well. I think that all the players deserve a bit of credit. We do win games of football without Connor Wickham in the team, as it showed last Saturday.
What are other targets? Series of names I've mentioned since you spoke after the Rochdale game. Amiobi, Becchio, raising your eyebrows. De Prado. Have I hit on any there that you've looked at?
We look at them all. Like I said, I think I said to you last Friday was... no doubt every club in the Championship, we're all looking at the same strikers that aren't playing in the Premier League or on the bench or not involved in the 25. So, no, like I say, I won't comment on any speculation until we get the players through the door.
Next question might be a difficult one, but I'll ask it anyway. Gary Medine, do you know what the club's policy is going to be on that? A lot of fans asking what might happen upon his release. Do you even know? Have you broached it? Have you thought about it?
Not broached it at all. Just got my feet under the table, not broached it. So, again, that was probably a question you need to ask the chairman or ask Paul Aldridge.
Okay. And moving on from the weekend, obviously pleasing to get through, but you've lost another player.
Yeah, again, it was a proper cup tie, wasn't it, on Saturday, with the weather it was and the atmosphere was good, but disappointing. I've looked back at the incident and Joe's probably a little bit unfortunate to get another yellow card, but once you're on that yellow card, it's a thin line that you're running against, and suddenly the referee's got a decision to make. But credit to the 10 lads who stayed on the pitch. If anything, I thought we should have maybe got the third goal to kill the tie off. And regarding the draw, like I say, Charlton have had a great result at Huddersfield at the weekend, so we'll give them plenty of respect. But it's nice to be at home in front of our home fans. I would imagine it'd be a good turnout. And again, the goal is getting through to the next round as well.
So it was going to be a test for you, wasn't it, on Saturday? To come through a test like that must be pleasing. Again, it shows another side to the team's character.
Well, you've been sitting on the head, it was the character that the players showed, and I think from the first minute to the 95th minute, whatever the game finished, you couldn't fault the effort and the commitment. Fantastic support as well. But again, it's the FA Cup, and said to the foreign boys before the game is the importance of the FA Cup, not only to the fans, but to Britain itself, and to me, it's every schoolboy's dream to sort of play in an FA Cup final. They're on the run now to get to get through to the next round. We've got a good draw. We couldn't have asked for a better draw being at home and against a Championship team as well.
Onyewu got his goal. You might be in a position now to sum up what he's been able to do in this short spell of time. How would you comment on how he's performed so far?
Well, again, unfortunately, we've where we have been this season, we've ended up having to bring players into the football club that are not match fit, as in Glenn Leuvens, Roger Johnsons, the Steve McPhails. So we've had to play a little bit of catch up by playing him in games as such. Same with Gucci. He hadn't played many games at QPR. Looked a little bit rusty at Burnley, but I thought he was outstanding on Saturday. I think certainly when the fans are chanting USA, USA, you may be winning them over as such. But long may it continue. It's only his second game.
Yeah,
it's a learning curve for him. He's got the goal, he's got the ambition, he wants to get in the national team for the World Cup to go to the Brazil, so I've got a hungry player there. So he knows if he doesn't perform, he won't be on that plane going to Brazil.
How well do you think him and Leuvens complement each other? Because that's been a problem area throughout the whole season, hasn't it? Whether it be through injury, suspensions, etc. You've lost key players in that position. Do you see a really good partnership forming there between those two?
I'd hope so. It's early days. Like anything, it's the spine of your team. We were conceding goals for fun at the start of the season, so we look a little bit tighter. But like I say, you defend with 11, you attack with 11. But one thing we do know is on Saturday when we went down to 10 men, that ball kept coming in the box and all I did kept seeing Gucci's head going on it and Leuvens, and that's what you want from your centre-halves. Good centre-halves get hit with the ball and they enjoy defending, and they're a little bit disappointed with the goal we conceded. It was an absolute worldie of a goal. But like I said, they thrive on clean sheets, so... Again, it's early days. They'll get a partnership. They'll get an understanding. They'll read each other's game. Glenn seems a little bit more comfortable on the left-hand side as well.
In terms of contracts, Stuart, there's probably a few that are up in the summer. Do you leave that right to the end, or are you starting the ball rolling there even at this point?
Again, we've just got to look at our league table position at the minute. I think it's a bit early days to talk about players' contracts. players will be hungry as well, which is nice to know as such. So it's early days yet. There'll come a point when the agents are contacting the club and the players will be knocking on my door asking as well.
What about injuries? Any positive news there?
No players to come back. Obviously, Coke filled the bench on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And like you say, we lose Joe Matic due to suspension, but we gain Connor Wickham because he was eligible to play in the Cup.
Does Buxton go for his scan this week?
I think Buxton went last week for his scan. Yeah.
Right. Any news yet on that?
No, we just wait on the results of that, yeah.
And Antonio, just an update, how's he progressing?
I think he's still in the treatment room at the moment. Mm.
So you can't put a return on that one?
No, not at the moment. No, but again, the pleasing thing is when we do get these players back, because it seems such a long time since we've had them, it'll probably seem like two or three new signings as well. We've got a reserve game today, friendly at Barnsley, so Zayeta and Taylor are playing in that.
Right.
So fingers crossed they'll get through that okay.
And as you say, two massive games this week, Millwall and Barnsley. Can you put into words, can you quantify how important these games are for Wednesday?
Well, the be all end all is we want to put some space between us, and they've obviously got two new managers. It's probably three teams with three new managers, or two managers and the head coach as such. this week, the thing is that one thing you do know with Ollie's teams and with Danny Wilson's teams, you've got to match their determination and their effort and commitment. And if we do that, I've got every confidence we'll win the game.
What reports have you had on Millwall since the change? They won the last game, didn't play at the weekend, of course. But that was, for him, an important victory, wasn't it, to win his first home game. Have you seen a noticeable change in Millwall?
Well, we had the game watched. And one thing you do know is suddenly this new manager syndrome, for some reason, the players ran a little bit harder, ran a little bit quicker. But again, players do it for themselves. That's the most important thing, I think, the players. But Ollie will get them fired up. It'd be a difficult place to go to. We went there last season, got a 2-1 win. In Lira scoring and Maguire scoring. Maguire's in good form, so hopefully Maguire will get the winner on Tuesday.
Yeah, fingers crossed. What's the key to it then, do you think, at the Den?
Just match their effort and the commitment, and hopefully a little bit of quality will come out on top.